94 KIOA with the Isley Brothers. It's 5:32 on the return of the good guys. No fooling. Let's go to the phones. Hello, good afternoon. Give me your name.
Hi, it's Marilee.
Okay, Marilee, what can we do for you?
Well, 19 years ago, I went to a sock hop at Skateland in Ames, and Jim Michaels was the DJ, and the Princetons were playing Georgiana.
Right, Georgiana.
And Georgiana. And I met my husband that night, and we got married, and we're still together.
You need counseling or anything?
No, but you do.
I have some more nostalgia.
Okay, what is that?
I think Jim Michaels had on white socks that night.
He still does.
He still does.
Argyles.
Hasn't changed
with my blue tennis.
Hey, thank you very much for calling.
Thanks.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, like I say, I'm going down the road here and enjoying myself, enjoying your music there. I'm originally from the Los Angeles area. And I remember the good old days back there, and it sounds from the sounds of what all you guys have going on here, you had just as much good time back here as we had out there pounding the waves and having a good old time out there in California.
Now, wait, you were pounding the waves? For what purpose?
Are you sure it was waves?
I should say.
Now, was this in the was this in the heyday of Boss Radio that you were out there?
Oh, yeah, I remember the original Casey Kasem show out there on, if I may mention the stations, the original KFWB out there.
No, yeah. Don't do that.
Okay.
No, I'm fooling. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, but anyway, I work for another rock station myself out there in that area.
Which one did you work for?
Okay, KRLA.
Oh, you did? When did you work there?
I worked there in 1968.
Your name's not Dave Diamond, is it?
No, but I just worked in, I was an assistant to the engineer out there.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, we need an assistant here.
Assistant here pulled records and tapes, et cetera, et cetera. Had a lot of fun out there.
All right. Hey, thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, hey, thanks for your time.
All right, 534, 94 KIOA. One more here. Somebody wanted to know about the dance tonight. Sandy, you want to tell them, Art? Tell them about the big gig tonight, the sock hop.
Shirley wants Sandy to tell
them. All right, go ahead. All right.
Well, we're doing one.
Hey, thanks a lot. 8 to 11 at the Palace Theater at Adventureland. Admission, 94 cents. You need to say hi.
I do. I need to say hi to my son, who's bigger than I am, and if I don't, I'll get pounded like the waves out there in California.
Yeah,
Chad. How are you out there in Adair?
A lot better looking, too. Joe Schrata has something he wants to present to you fellas.
Hi. If this is more on a formal level, I have one thing. It took the staff here a long time to think of a little memorandum for the person who came the furthest, traveled the most miles in the KIOA for this reunion.
I don't think I like the way this is shaping
up. And one of these good guys standing right next to me, Sandy Soar, this is for you for coming so far.
This is
you want to open it up?
A great deal, yes. Open it up.
Okay, open it up, Sandy.
Okay,
and,
I'm going to open this now.
Be careful what you describe.
All right.
All right,
okay.
Go ahead.
Oh,
isn't that
it
nice?
Is,
what is it?
Oh, right. That's really outstanding. That's really...
That's a great watch. Thanks, guys. Real nice.
Jim, let's go out after work. Where? The Fox Lounge. Where else? Didn't the Fox Lounge used to?
Oh, hi, Mr. Smith. Want to go to the Fox Lounge with us?
Sure.
I've got about four or five guys I'd like to send with you over there. It's 5:36 at 94 KIOA. Hello. Go ahead.
Hi, Dick.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, have any of them had any formal broadcasting training like Brown Institute or anything like that?
Not a bit. No. Jim Michaels went to Brown Institute. I went to Brown Institute. Sandy, college?
I went to the School of Hard Knocks.
School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
How about you, Bobby Kometz?
School of Hard Knocks.
And Ron Edwards?
Eldora.
Okay, and your other question was?
Yeah, A.W. Penn told you. He went to Kansas City, didn't he?
Yes, sir. He's at KLSI.
Is he still using the same name, or?
Until they catch up with him.
That's all I have.
Okay, and that's all I have. It's 537 and 94 KIOA. With the return of the good guys, no fooling. Here's Bruce Chanel.
Hey!
KIOA with Dick Youngs, 5:39 on the return of the good guys. No fooling. Let's go to the phones. Have a lot of people here that want to talk. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering if all the disc jockeys today were going to be at the Palace tonight.
I can tell you the people that are going to be there, Jim Michaels will be there, Bob Kometz, Ron Edwards will be there, Sandy Shore will be there, Art Jones will be there, and hopefully Phil Thomas and Tom Dresselhaus will be there, and I shall be there, Delmonico will be there. That about wraps it up.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to seeing Jim Michaels again.
Oh, no. You just got out too, didn't you? Okay. Remember, it's 94 cents admission, 8 to 11 tonight at the Palace Theater. Thank you so much for calling. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I'm a woman.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I would like, if you would,
don't choke up.
Say happy birthday to my mom on the radio. She's embarrassed.
What's her name?
Carrie Ann Blanchard, and her birthday, her name is, Joanne Dora Blanchard.
Okay, thank you so much.
Is she old?
She's 33 years old today.
Okay.
Oh, young.
Yes, go ahead. KIOA, go ahead.
Sandy Shore, please.
Sandy, you can
I'm here.
Yeah, right. Sandy's out in the hallway right now, the little boy's room, but you can call 2889-4. Oh, is he coming?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Down the hall.
Okay, here he is. Ask your question. Go ahead, Mr. Shore.
Is Mr. Shore there, please?
Yes,
I am.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to report, this is from Cedar Rapids, that I have talked to the triplets about the morals charge. Some of them are dropping the charge, but the other one's taking to the story. We just don't know what we're going to do back here at Cedar Rapids, but I wanted to call and tell you guys you're doing a great job, and particularly my friend Sandy Shore.
Go to your meeting, David.
Oh, that's David. Thank you, David. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, this is David. Having a great time, you guys.
Thank you, man.
So are we. We had a wonderful time last night at Colorado Feed and Grain. We want to thank those folks for making that a most pleasurable night. And also the people from Orlando's Pizza and also Scruffy's downtown for sending over the pizza. Jim?
Yeah, I remember Sandy's first radio job was K-Pig.
K-Pig, that's right.
He and Les Nessman started together.
Nobody believes that. You tell people that these days, and nobody believes that I worked at a station in Cedar Rapids called K-Pig, a little toy radio station, 250 watts, covered about six square blocks. It was on from 11 at night till 7 in the morning, made $67 a week, thought I had the world by the tail, you know?
Didn't we all?
Yeah, huh?
Back in those good times, sure. Okay, Bob Kometz had something he wanted to pass along to you.
I just wanted to say I've had one heck of a good time. I drove out here with really no expectations, but I've had a great time. I'd like to invite all the listeners to America's most livable city, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Bob. I'm getting a night.
Turning off his microphone. That's enough of that. Here's Brenda Lee for Shirley, and I'm Sorry on 94 KIOA with the return of the good guys.